masses will come to you after you achieve the state of man that is the condition for knowledge. And that state of man is peace. So first I got to get to a peaceful state of mind, then how to deal with my coworker will be revealed to me. You see what I mean? So what we're trying to do in this class is get to the state of mind, because the Course says the holy instant is another state of mind where the answer abides. So when you say I want to experience a holy healing instant, you're saying I want to go into another state of mind where the answer is, please. Right now I need to go into another state of mind where the peace is, please. Right now I need to go into another state of mind where the abundance is, please. Right now I need to go into another state of mind where the right relationship is. See, that's what I'm asking for, because everything is nothing but an outpicturing of my state of mind. So what I need to do is get another state of mind. And the ego, fearful part of us, is going to be trying to tell you what you need to change in the outer in order to get the situation healed. Because it knows by getting you to look where the answer is located is guaranteed to keep the conflict you're going through going. You see what I mean? So it's like every time your mind goes to, let me change this thing on the outer in order for me to be happy, well, what your mind is doing is getting you away from where the real answer is located, because the real answer is located in your own innocence. And when you tap into that, then whatever you need to do on the outer, if there's anything you need to do on the outer, you will be directed what to do. That's cool. Just give me the guidance. Just give me the healing guidance. And the Course says that we're not really into guidance that much because of the result of all the guidance we've already gotten. Right. From the time we came here, people were guiding us. And some of us are not very happy now. So the idea of listening to guidance doesn't exactly get us off. Okay, here comes some more guidance, right? Yeah. So, but because you don't trust doesn't mean that the guide is not trustworthy. It means the follower isn't. The guy that's not trusted by the people that he's leading, those are the ones that are not trustworthy. The guy is getting what he was going to what he was hired to teach you. But if you don't trust the guy, you're the one that's not trustworthy, not the guy. So if you're afraid of me, you're not trustworthy. Isn't it deep?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're afraid of me is telling me you don't trust me, right? So you're not trustworthy. So I have to take full responsibility for doing anything with somebody that doesn't trust me. Because someone that doesn't trust me, they may not be consistent in their love. Because love is trust. They're the same thing. You can't tell me you love me and you don't trust me. If you love me, you trust me. And what that means is you trust that the idea of love is in me, that love is in me. It has nothing to do with you trusting whether or not I'm going to come home by 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's the other level. That's that other. We can talk about that level. Because if you were really in touch with your power, you would not lose your peace because the person didn't come home at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. The fact that your peace can be so easily thrown off balance because they came home at 8 o'clock means that your peace is less important to you than their behavior. And that's worshiping a false idol. An idol is anything you value more than your own peace. And I found out I had tons of idols. I was like, idol man. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all notice you have a lot of idols?
Yes.
I mean, you have an idol of people not going through a yellow light. I have an idol of people not pulling in front of me. I have an idol of nobody taking my parking space. I have an idol of, you know what I'm saying? I got all these things that if something comes up, I'm tempted to give my peace away immediately. I'm feeling tippity-doo-da, zippy. Here they are, the slightest little thing. My whole day blown. But that was my idol. It was more important to me than my own happiness.
I had a day a couple days ago where I couldn't do anything right. Everything, you know, just one thing after the next, culminating with a nail in my tire, and I had to buy a new tire, another tire, it was only a year old. So that's my outer reflecting my state of mind. So does that tell me that my state of mind was just a little out of whack that day?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
But it also has nothing to do with your innocence and your power. other thing that happened that day was that day you were trying to convince yourself that you're not the luscious, loving being that I know you to be. And that was, and you were just showing me the things that you did to try to convince yourself you couldn't have peace. So from a Course perspective, you was feeling guilty about something and you decided to punish yourself by making yourself upset all day long so that you could pay your debt, so that everything will be all right again. Because after having a lousy day, it's a lot easier for you to let yourself have a good one. Because you say, I deserve a good one. Why? Because I had such a lousy day yesterday. So sometimes in order to allow ourselves to receive, because we don't know we just deserve to receive anyway, we'll give ourselves horrible situations so that we'll feel okay about letting the good stuff come. Because guess what? I deserve it. Look what I just went through. So the Course is trying to cut out that particular stage of, I got to give myself something that hurts me before I can let something good happen. So that's all that happened yesterday, was just a call for love. You were just trying to remind yourself all day long that you deserve peace and you deserve love. That was it.
Well, I feel pretty good about how I didn't get off in amnesia.
This is the way it is. Now check that out. Now there was another time you wouldn't have done that.
No.
So see what I'm saying? So really be proud of yourself for how good that you're doing and how much you've improved over what you would have done. We don't do that enough. All of us are handling things better than we used to handle things, even though it may not be what we want it to be yet. But all of us would have to admit that we're probably doing better than we ever have before. You know, we're moving in that direction. And if you've really been going gangbusters, you might right now be in the middle of some big defense where you're really trying to make yourself afraid because you got so close to love and peace that it scared the stew out of you. you know what I'm saying? It's like you have a really powerful, powerful experience and then you feel more separate than ever. That's very normal when you start to open up to love.
Okay.
So don't freak out when you freak out. Okay? Because the Course says we're much more afraid of love and joining than we are fear and separation. We think we're afraid of the stuff in the world. He says, no, what you're really afraid of is love. Really joining, really connecting, really being defenseless, really being open, really letting yourself be vulnerable, putting yourself out there, being on the edge. That's what we're afraid of. It's easy to not trust people. That's easy for the ego. But it takes more courage to go, you know what? I've made a decision about you. And the decision I made about you is I'm going to give you peace. Well, suppose they do this and suppose they do that. Well, that don't mean I'm going to allow myself to be abused. I'm still going to do whatever is necessary for me to have peace also. But I'm still going to want you to have peace. Because if you had peace, then all this wouldn't be going on no way. And if I had peace, all this problem wouldn't be going on no way. So I'm not going to let you abuse me. Because if I did that, then I would be further reinforcing the idea in your mind that attack will get you what you want. And how can I love you and then reinforce the idea that you can control and dominate and it works? So I'm not going to give in to your attack because I don't want to teach you that attack works. You know. So you do stuff like, well, I'm not going to talk to you until you talk to me like I'm a human being. Sorry. And they go, because the ego said escalated, and then that'll make them really give in if you escalate it. So they're going to escalate it first probably. They're probably going to go, it's worked in the past. So they figure they just got to be meaner. They just haven't been mean enough to get you to succumb. And then you don't. And then you go through that really scary moment of trust where you refuse to give in no matter what the consequences. So that person can get in their mind that attacking you will not get them what they want. And in the end, people just want what they want. And so when they get that mistreating you is not going to work, they will stop attacking you when they really get it. When they really get it. You know, so that's what I'm doing with you tonight. I'm taking the stand with you tonight that you no longer deserve attack and that you no longer deserve pain and that you deserve safety and that you deserve acknowledgement and you deserve kindness and you deserve joy and you deserve fulfillment. No matter what you've done in the past, no matter what you've experienced in the past, this is what you deserve now. And we're going to join together to help remove any blocks in your mind that make you think you deserve any kind of punishment or pain. The end. appreciate y'all. I'm telling you. Go on. Is that 5 minutes after 8?
How time flies.
Wow. Okay, do the love offering. Thank you for the donations. The Course in Miracles, that's what I do in the world. So thank you for sharing with me. I'll be speaking Sunday morning at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock also. So I got both of them going Sunday. Want to invite you to come. And then we have a special breakfast at 9:30. We have this incredible chef that comes over once a month and fixes breakfast for us. And it's $5. It's a fundraiser for the church. So you come over, get a great breakfast, stick around for the services, and give yourself some reinforcement of the truth all day long. Thank you for sharing. And I'm also available for one-on-one personal sessions where I take the Course and the Truth and also my knowledge of astrology and numerology, which works beautifully with the Course. And we apply it to whatever the situation or circumstance you think you're going through. There are no original problems. And what I like about the Course is it says that it has the answer that can solve all of them. I love that. CDs for each class are available for $5. All you do is put your name, phone number, the date of the class, and the $5. Also, I now have a website that you can order my classes from. Those of you who are computer savvy, you can order my classes and download them directly into your computer, and then you can burn them to whatever it is you want to burn them to, CDs or iPods or whatever. So that way you can always have some classes and stuff that you can get anytime. Yeah.
They can order any CD by mail.
And you can also order. If you want to order, you can order them also. And I have some other services that I'm going to be offering soon through the website. EarlPurdy.com.
It's a work in progress. By Monday, we should have everything complete.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that's going to be cool. I have a lot of people calling me from around the country because I used to travel all the time, and they've been wanting to get CDs and stuff, and that's an easier way to do it. So I'm excited about that. I want to thank Anthony for doing that. You know, he has a business called On-Site Computer. So if you want a conscious person dealing with your computer, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about Anthony. He's great at what he does. Okay. There's one little thing I want to end on. And was that intense?
Yes, it was good.
Was that intense?
Yeah.
I need a little feedback. Was that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we're on to something. I can just feel the energy in the room.
Would you repeat that one thing you said earlier?
It's very difficult to remember stuff. Which one are you talking about?
Getting people to stop mistreating you is.
Oh yeah, you have to take a stand to not communicate with people as long as they're abusing you, unless you're somebody that likes it. Yeah. So if there's a pre-agreement that y'all can talk to each other that way and y'all enjoy it, that's great. But I'm saying that's not something you're into. You got to stop letting the people around you believe that they can control you, unless you just like to be controlled. Some people do.
You can pay for that.
Yeah.
Judy used that with her coworker.
What's that?
Judy applied that to her coworker, like when her coworker is.
Yeah, she's not the boss. So she don't really have to talk to her. Right?
I'm not.
Just so you're
just so you know. I'm not.
Okay, here we go.
Your boss.
Yeah. It is your boss.
Are really about codependency and fear and holding on. And, you know, once you have found her, never let her go. You know, let's be serious about that. If you really use that as your philosophy, you'd end up having a lot of restraining orders on you. What we consider romance is not very healthy. You know, you made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. I can't smile without you. Get a life. So this is my little antidote.
It's a friend of mine named Scott. He's awesome.
Number 15, codependency block. Because if you sing this little ditty, your mind will be protected, shielded from the negative effects of the lyrics of today's codependent songs. And then you can enjoy them and not be freaked out by them. So please join me in learning this, and we can sing it together and then go through some of our favorite oldies.